It's our continuing coverage of Pella High girls basketball. We're joined now by Maddie Harmon as Pella defeats Oskaloosa Tuesday night 45-35. Maddie, thanks for coming up and talking.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the win. What do you guys? What did you talk about in the locker room? What did this one mean to you guys?
This meant a lot, just as last time we were in overtime and now winning by a little over 10 or so. It just felt good and got us in the spirit to keep going.
Well, and, you know, it's kind of similar early in the fourth quarter. You know, you have a 10-point-ish lead. Oski makes a little bit of a run. I know the last time they came back and got it to overtime before you win. What did it mean to kind of close this one out and not have it be, you know, so close down the stretch?
It felt nice just to get that close and just kind of secure our spot at the end of the game and to just keep working hard at it.
Well, you got off to a terrific start offensively. You scored all 7 of your points in the first half. You got a 3-pointer in the first quarter and one in the second quarter. What was going so well for you tonight?
Just like knowing that we're shooting for a fundraiser tonight kind of got me in the spirit to shoot more, and just knowing that it's a good team and playing to our level just put me in the spot to kind of work hard and try new things.
Well, you guys are deep, and Coach Forsyth is playing a lot of players tonight, and, you know, as of recent have been a little bit shorthanded. So do you just kind of look at that and say, hey, I got to step it up? We all got to step it up?
Yeah, tonight I felt like with the girls out that if we were going to make an impact, like, I got to be a part of that, and I need to step up and play the role that may not have been there tonight.
What did you think about the way that your post players dealt with Deja Foster and her size tonight? She got some late, so her numbers maybe looked good, but I thought that, you know, Kelsey and Maggie and, you know, so many players gave her some fits. What was it like on the floor down there?
I think our post players did a great job. I think Maggie and I had a great read on the and one, and they were able to shut her down for the most part, and having that extra person definitely helped close her out.
We're talking with Maddie Harmon of the Pella High girls basketball team. They beat Oski 45-35. Dutch are 13-6 on the season, 6-3 in the Little Hawkeye Conference, and hard to believe, but this regular season is quickly coming to a close. How do you guys feel sitting at 13-6 right now? Are you where you want to be? Are you where Coach wants you to be?
I feel that we can always do better, but, you know, being a part of that top 15 definitely feels good.
And where are some areas that you think either you or as a team you can improve here in these final couple of weeks?
In these final weeks, I think that we can improve on our turnovers and kind of our communications, as that's kind of been our biggest problem. But those are easy things that we can fix and adjust before getting into playoffs.
Yeah, and it did seem like tonight most of your turnovers were unforced, just kind of, you know, bad passes, nobody home type of a thing. How do you clean those up?
Just being more proficient in practice and cleaning things up by just working with each other and communicating through the issues and being there for each other when it does get bad.
You mentioned staying in that top 15. That's what this next week is about, right? Pella Christian on Friday, Indianola on Tuesday to close out the regular season. Feels like if you can win those games, you're in the top 15. That would get you a bye and a home game. I assume that those are things that you guys are talking about and are important to you?
Yeah, we are definitely excited to get to these last two couple of games that are really important, and obviously DCG at the end. That is going to be really tough, but we're just excited to keep playing and hopefully secure our spot even more.
What does Pella against Pella Christian on Friday night mean as a player?
Definitely is a lot of energy on the court, as we know a lot of the other players and there's going to be a lot in the audience, but I think that if we just play to our game and that we'll be able to secure a W.
Well, congrats on the win tonight, Maddie. Thanks for chatting with us, and we'll see you Friday. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Maddie Harmon of the Pella High girls basketball team. Final score here on Tuesday night, Pella 45, Oskaloosa 35.